Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In the previous session, we examined several narrations and explanations regarding Hikmah number 27 of Imam Ali alayhi salam, wherein he stated, "Imshi bida'ik ma masha bik," walk with your pain as long as it walks with you. We said that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is encouraging us to patiently endure and tolerate illness without resorting to medication until the disease surpasses the threshold of our body's overall well-being. We have elucidated that the purpose behind this is not only to strengthen the physical body, but also to enhance mental resilience and emotional endurance. As promised in this session, we will now delve into the fundamental principles of Islamic medicine. However, it is important to acknowledge that the existence of Islamic medicine is a topic of debate among scholars and individuals. Some individuals prefer to refer it as traditional medicine rather than Islamic medicine. They argue that it cannot be exclusively labeled as Islamic medicine. Despite the availability of numerous narrations and books that provide insights into medicine practices in Islamic history, the debate surrounding this terminology continues among scholars and experts in the field. One of the main arguments encountered is that many of these narrations and teachings on medicine address specific and individual circumstances, making them difficult to apply universally. Critics argue that these narrations may not provide comprehensive guidelines for medical practices that are applicable to all individuals. Nevertheless, we believe in the existence of Islamic medicine, which can be explored by carefully analyzing the numerous narrations available. By distinguishing between narrations that address personal and specific issues and those that highlight general concepts, we can extract valuable principles and guidelines that can be applied to medical practices within Islamic framework. It requires a discerning approach to understand the broader implications and principles embedded within these narrations, allowing for the development of a distinct Islamic perspective on medicine. It is important to note that the approach of Islam towards medicine places a greater emphasis on prevention and focuses on strengthening the body and improving resilience in the healing process. Islamic medicine highlights the value of patience and endurance, aiming to enhance the body's nature abilities. In contrast, modern medicine often lacks a strong preventive emphasis, with a focus on providing quick and temporary relief from pain and symptoms. By recognizing these differences, we can appreciate the distinct approach of Islamic medicine in promoting long-term well-being and fostering the holistic understanding of health. One such narration is found in Al-Kafi, Volume 8, page 230, Hadith number 297. In this narration, Imam Raza alayhi salam discusses the four fundamental fluids, where Muhammad ibn Yahya narrated from Ahmad ibn Muhammad, who narrated from Ibn Sinan, who said, "Qala sami'tu Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam yaqul tabai'u al-jismi ala arba." I heard Abu al-Hasan alayhi salam saying, "The nature of the body is based on four elements. Among them is the air, without which life cannot exist, and it expels every pain and infection from the body. The earth, which produces dryness and heat, and food from which blood is generated. Don't you see how it reaches the stomach, nourishing it until it softens and purifies? Then nature turns the purest of it into blood, while the waste and water descend, giving birth to phlegm. And there are other narrations that employ a similar division of the fundamental elements comprising the human body, highlighting how the increase or decrease of these elements can affect one's health, mood, and characteristics. One such example is from Imam Kazim alayhi salam, where Hani ibn Muhammad ibn Mahmud narrated from his father with his chain of narrations that Musa ibn Ja'far, Imam Kazim alayhi salam, entered upon al-Rashid, who said to him, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, inform me about the four humors." فقال موسى عليه السلام أما الريح فإنه ملك يدارى وأما الدم فإنه عبد عار. Imam Kazim alayhi salam respond, "As for the wind, it is a king to be indulged. As for the blood, it is a strong servant and it may kill its master. As the phlegm, it is an adversary that argues. If you block it from one side, it opens from another. As for the bile, it is like the earth. When it shakes, it causes what is above it to tremble." Harun said to him, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, you spend from the treasures of Allah and His Messenger on the people." And there are other hadiths that align with certain concepts of ancient Greek medicine. In ancient Greek medicine, the theory of the four humors were prominent, which suggested that the human body was composed of four fundamental fluids or humors. It was believed that an imbalance among these humors could result in illness. The presence of similar idea in Islamic narrations further emphasizes the significance of maintaining a harmonious balance within the body for overall well-being. These humors were blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile. There are thought to be responsible for maintaining the body's health and temperament, and an imbalance or excess of these humors was believed to result in illnesses. The theory of the four humors was a way to understand and explain health and disease in terms of these body fluids and their qualities, such as hot, cold, wet, and dry, and their interactions within the body. In a lengthy narration attributed to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the concept of curing illness by striving to balance the four elements within the afflicted body is mentioned. Let us now examine a portion of this narration that states, Al-Rabi ibn Mansur said, Abu Abdullah Imam Sadiq alayhi salam attended the gathering of Al-Mansur, and there was a man from India with him who was reciting medical books. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam began to listen to his recitation. When the Indian man finished, he said to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "O Abu Abdullah, do you want something from what I have?" He replied, "No, for what I have is better than what you have." The man asked, "And what is it?" Abu Abdullah alayhi salam said, "I treat the hot with the cold, and the cold with the hot, and the moist with the dry, and the dry with the moist. And I return the whole matter to Allah, the Almighty and Majestic." In this narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam proceeds by relaying a significant piece of advice from Rasulullah salawatullah alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. "I use what the Prophet of Allah salawatullah alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the stomach is the center and abode of disease, and abstinence and the diet is considered as medicine, and I observe and take care of the body according to what it is accustomed to." Indeed, the topic of Islamic medicine warrants a thorough discussion involving extensive research and analysis. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the opportunity, we will present a more comprehensive exploration of this topic in a future program. Our intention here was to provide you with a brief overview, allowing you to gain a general idea that Islam has much to offer in the field of medicine. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, as individuals blessed with Iman, we hold the responsibility for our own health and well-being in order to fully utilize our potential in the path of truth. Islamic medicine suggests adopting a lifestyle of abstinence rather than indulging in excessive consumption, which is prevalent in our age. It encourages moderation in eating and emphasizes the importance of maintaining a balanced body fluid level as a preventive measure. By adhering to these principles, we can strive towards a healthier and more balanced lifestyle. Please remember, as a representative of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and a fighter in the cause of truth, it isn't essential to take care of the resources entrusted to you, including your body, and utilize them to their fullest potential on this path. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Reach the peak wherever you are.